want me. He said he wanted me to bring it in.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I
will rejoice.
Will Amen. Rejoice and be glad in it. It is a good day, and it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I found something really unique this week. I found every one of your names written in the Bible. Every single name. Not just the book of life, but in the Bible as well. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that whosoever..." Did you know that was your name, Brian? Right. Your name is whosoever. Every one of us are a whosoever this morning.
That's right.
Your name is whosoever. Believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I thank God my name is whosoever. It's a wonderful name. Blessed be his name and blessed be my name. Whosoever. Bless you today. This is our call to worship. Let's open with prayer. Father, thank you that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So glad that's my name. So glad that's each one of our name. It may be George, it may be Bill, it may be Sue, it may be Tom, but we are a whosoever. Bless us today as we enter into your courts with praise. And walk into the throne room with worship. Father, we love you and we honor you today. And we say thank you for being a part of our lives and all that you want to do in it. In them, in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Be it so.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. knowing not it was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden self and liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my rapture soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty hope that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
Ooh. Oh, help me, Robbie. I've lost the chords. Got it.
Hallelujah, Lord. Great is my sorrow.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure. His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And all the church sang together, singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
A little softer now.
Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
A little louder now.
Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Rejoice.
La 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 la.
But I want to tell you something. There's churches or buildings called churches that are dying in their membership. The older people are there because they started with the church, but there's nothing there for the young people. It's music that they don't really relate to, messages they don't really relate to, and they're not there. And so we want to, you know, have what we call a multicultural, a blended service where we don't throw out the old, but we don't hinder the new too. So that's why we sing what we sing. And this next song, we'll slow it down a little bit. It just talks about how God changes us from the inside out.
Times I fail, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my song cries out. Thank you. heart and my soul. I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all fails fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all pain. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside of my soul. Burns out, everlasting, your light will shine when
consume us from the inside out. That's a powerful prayer. To God be the glory. God be glorified in and through our lives. I just like to say thank the Lord for our praise and worship team. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. I tell you, the Lord does good. It's tough trying to make everybody happy and enjoy and they do a great job. I'm telling you, they do a great job with the blend of songs and hymns and everything that they do. Yes, it's really, really good. Today, Vance and Miss Kay Smith will be sharing some this morning. Vance will be sharing primarily, and they'll be sharing the service and sharing about what God is doing in and through their lives. It's very powerful. We have a kind of an urgent prayer request this morning. I'd like for Mona to share that prayer request. And then I'd like for you to just kind of look at the list that in the bulletin, you've got a prayer list. And we're just going to go to the Lord. We're going to do the first things first. We're going to pray first this morning before we get into all the announcements and everything. We're going to pray. Because God wants to answer prayer. So, Mona, if you would share.
Leanne Cromer texted me this morning and said that Shay went into labor before she was having a little bit of difficulty. The baby was not moving as much as they would like to have seen him move. So she's in labor right now.
She's in labor now, and this is very early, right? So it's a very early. It's not time.
That I'm not sure of. I'm sorry. I just thought you meant early this morning.
No, it's early. Okay. No?
No. The date is next Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, the last time I'd heard it was early, so it's time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? So that's great. Anybody else got an urgent prayer request this morning? Dave? So Shonda Boyington needs urgent prayer as well. Shay needs urgent prayer. Shonda Boyington needs urgent prayer with MS.
One of the guys I work with, his wife, she's supposed to have a surgery. I'll be honest with you, I do not know what they're planning on. Her problem is arthritis. And she's only in her late 30s, early 40s. I'm not sure about that. But she is to the point where she does nothing but cry all day. Her feet are turned in, and it's just an awful. Caroline, Her name is Caroline. Yes. And they're just, I promised Kenny I would bring, lift her up. And they don't go to church, so we're gonna pray that God will work in their lives.
God loves all of us, right? Caroline has an urgent prayer request with crippling arthritis.
I also want to ask prayer for Rebecca. She has been experiencing some health issues for a good while now, and she's like down to 89 pounds, and they're sending her to a neurologist, and she's having trouble with her hands and arms and feet, and she's also diabetic, but her diabetes are under control, but they think the feet may be the neuropathy, but she's having headaches and just things going on that they can't pinpoint, so she's supposed to be going to a neurologist soon.
Okay, Ruth.
For those of you that have been praying for my grandson, Jordan, he had surgery Friday and was on his knee, and he was very, very miserable, but they've got the pain under control. But it seems like that the doctors are thinking he will have to be off longer, like 3 months. So he can needs continued prayer. Thank you. And a quicker recovery.
Amen. Amen. Jordan Clark needs urgent prayer. So let's take a moment this morning, and we're going to do body ministry. If you feel led of the Lord to pray this morning, I'd ask you to pray. Just pray out loud, nice and loud, for one of those prayer requests, or if there's someone on the list that you have been praying for, that you want to pray for and let the body agree with, let us just agree together for God to intervene in their lives.
But we can't agree if we can't hear you. So please pray loud. So nice, God doesn't loud. Have any problem, but if we're going to agree, we got to be able to hear you. So please pray loud.
And the
Father, for Dustin and for Rich, Kaylin, Jerry, Mark, and Anil, Mike's parents, David Settle, Josh, Wanda, Betty, Mary Lee, Kaylin Medley, Raylan, Karen Baker, David Hack, Steve, Paula, Moore, Ben, Avid, Roger, Sister Holly, David's friend, Jamie, John DeBoynton, Ruth Rogers, and Jordan, and all of our missionaries, Lord. The list goes on and on, because I know each individual here has someone that they've been praying for, a family member or a friend. Lord, you know. I don't know how you do it, but God, I'm so glad that we got you. And Lord, that you are able to do above and beyond all we can either think or imagine. And Lord, that you care. Oh, God, you care more deeply than we could ever care. We ask you to minister grace and healing and forgiveness and all that you do, oh God. We ask you to intervene in these lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold them all up before you this morning and say, Lord, here, help. You said you are our ever-present help in the time of need and in the time of trouble. We ask you to intervene, O God, in Jesus' name. And all the saints of God said, amen. Amen. Be it so according to his word. The adult Bible study and potluck will resume this week, Wednesday night, Wednesday evening, the 27th at 6 p.m. Bible study will begin at 7. Youth Bible study, Wednesday night, 6:30. The ladies, all you ladies need to look at the bulletin and read that about the Centennial Baptist, the women's conference. I think it would benefit any, if I was a woman, I'd be interested in going. I'll be honest with you. I think it would be great for anybody to sit under a time of rejoicing and a time of great praise and a time of ministry. If you're not working and you've got time, make yourself available to this. Miss Kim Campbell is going to be coming, and Matthew, our brother Vance, will be sharing about that. But Kim Campbell is Glenn Campbell's wife, will be sharing. Centenary United Methodist Church, very easy to find. You go to the second red light and you hang a left going toward Danville. And Centenary is there next to, right behind Boyle County High School on that street, 1441 Parable Road. So make sure that you are look into that. If I think it'll be an awesome time. Let's do the birthdays. Go ahead.
Announcements. I want to tell you a quick story. Sometimes there's times for praying. Sometimes there's times for doing. I was on Facebook Marketplace. I looked that over and jump on good deals sometime and found a bench grinder and a bench vise, really good price, and called and secured the deal. Went to Wilmore to pick it up, and I met a young couple. And, you know, while I was waiting for them to come, I got on Facebook and kind of looked at their page, and the young man was a farrier. He'd gone to farrier school, and so when we met, they didn't have change, and I had to go in the store and get change, came out, and wanted to make some conversation, talked to him about farrier school, and he said, yeah, I was doing really good, you know, following the race circuit and stuff, and said, now they don't want the old ways, they want the new ways. And he said, so that kind of fell through. And he started sharing. He kind of hung his head and said, I lost my mom earlier in this year. My dad just passed 3 months ago. And he said, it's kind of tough right now. I said, my dad helped us financially. I said, do you have any children? He said, well, we have five, three that are our own and two that are my wife's sister's kids we've taken in to live with us. And then he looked up and he smiled from ear to ear. He said, I got saved yesterday. And I'm out there in the dollar store parking lot. I go, praise God. And people look over. And I just started rejoicing with him and sharing with him stuff you talk to new Christians about. And I said, can I pray for you? And that's someone like me to pray out in public. George would be right at it. But so I ended up praying for him. And you know, sometimes when you pray, and there's sometimes when God gives you words. And like it's like God gave me words. And I just couldn't believe how long we were there praying. Well, I've been in touch with him trying to see if, you know, I could help any, and offered food and stuff. And he said, you know, food's not really the problem at utilities. He said he just got a job. He also blew out his arm, something that kept him from working another job. But anyway, he starts a job Monday. His utilities are $100 water, $300 electric or gas. And if he doesn't pay half the electric gas, they turn him off. So his real need's $150. But, you know, he's overdoing utilities. I asked Mona if we could help. She said, fine. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm going to put a basket in the back. I talked with the elders. And if it's on your heart, God doesn't go to our church. He went to his church and asked for help. And they're just so overrun with requests from, you know, people being sick, elderly people and stuff, that they didn't have any funds to help. So just wanted to put that out there. If you'd like to give, we're going to make the check out the utilities company. And you can make any donation to Harrodsburg Community Church, and we'll funnel it through or the tithe envelope. Thanks.
Amen. On the back table, there'll be a basket, and you just make it to the church.
I didn't tell Talitha, so sorry, Talitha. The women's Bible study is meeting here on Wednesday. Wednesdays at 1. We just started a new study on Esther. If anyone missed last week and would really like to start, it would be Wednesday, 1 o'clock in the sanctuary. We come in this door or that door so as to not disturb the children downstairs.
Okay. And Debbie? Yeah. Okay, that would be awesome. And I promise you, God will bless you. God will bless you. You can't outgive God. Let's go to the birthdays, and there's no Bible study questions, so we'll just do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Rebecca Medley is on the 29th, and I don't know who this guy is, but his is on the 30th. Yay! Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you for being here this morning. Brother Rock.
I want to dismiss the children with their workers. For Children's Church, I'd ask the worship team to come back. All right, we taught you a song last week for special music, and now you get to practice it with us today. Even so, come. What'd you say? Okay, there's an earring just found on the floor, and there's a pair of glasses on the back table that was found, lost and found.
The highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout out your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like the bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready.
Sung about Calvary this morning. It is finished. We sang about being able to trade the great exchange. You gave us life for death. You gave us healing for sickness and disease. Father, you gave us forgiveness for judgment. Lord, we talked about our desire to be changed from the inside out, Lord. We've called out to you to even so come, Lord. Take us away from this earth. Bring us home to be your bride, Lord. And we've honored you. The most beautiful name ever spoken by men or by angels, the name of Jesus. We honor you, we praise you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Oh, how we love you.
Anyone would like to voice praise, now would be an awesome time.
hearts fall short of your glory. We could never express how much you deserve.
God, you're so beautiful.
Yes.
Help us to see you more. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise be to God.